Hey, what's up? This is Imran, and I hope you are having an amazing end of year, November, December-ish time. Slowly and steadily, with everything going on, I think I'm slowly starting to enjoy my college life a bit more, especially because I have a group now, a group of few friends who I'm getting close with, who I wasn't close when I made the previous episode of mine off. Like today, like while I'm recording today, Saturday, this episode goes out on Monday. So I have colleges on Saturday, if I haven't mentioned that before. I had to go to tuition at around 12:30, so I spent some time in the college library, sitting and chilling. Me and the boys, we decided to hang out in the library itself. At first, like, I was trying to study, but then I realized, like, hota nahi hai. If you don't have a group which is strictly for studies, you probably not gonna study if none of them are motivated. And it's nothing against both of them. I really love both of them. It's just that I couldn't study, but it's all right. I had fun with them. I was hanging out, we were talking, played a little table tennis. I sucked at it. But we don't talk about that here. So me and Mahi were playing FIFA during our little library session, and it kind of coincides with my today's topic, which by the title you can obviously guess it's talking about one part of my childhood, an entire nostalgia factor. I guess there's construction going on near somewhere. If the noise is horrible, don't blame it on me. You know how Indian government just randomly starts constructing or repairing and maintaining stuff like randomly, sometimes before election or sometimes like mostly before elections, because I know if you ever complain to a commissioner or ward councillor or something, he'll never ever listen to your request unless it's election time. We used to write letters to the ward councillor during our Bengali classes. I had Bengali, by the way. I don't know why I have to clarify so much about. It's because mostly I get new listeners. A lot of listeners don't listen to my previous episodes. So yeah, I had Bengali and we had to write letters to our commissioner or ward councillor in Bengali. I suck at Bengali, but I used to manage to write, like, have a blueprint and write that. These days I realized that thing, like, completely is of no use unless you have some personal work. If you wanna say complain about water system in your area or drainage or something, they'll never help you out. Government's for you know. Anyways, on a sidetrack, I'll talk about it after the intro music. I made another friend going to tuition. Like, we travel back home like using the metro, so we were just talking today. And yeah, she's awesome as well. Candid talks. Another thing I wanted to say was I started studying for my BCom, and it's a lot of syllabus. I gotta tell you, it's a lot of syllabus. I'll be covering that, and I'll be making podcast episodes as well. I'll try my best to manage both things simultaneously, but if I ever lag behind, I'll obviously let you know that the episode's not coming for today. And yeah, that's really it about the updates portion. Also, somebody asked me about my anime, what I'm currently watching and all. Currently, I'm watching like five animes together. I completed One Punch Man, like season two of One Punch Man. I am watching Shinobi no Itoki. I'm watching Eminence of Shadow. I'm watching one. I was about to say One Punch Man again. Spy Family. I was about to say One Punch Family, sorry. I'm watching Spy Family and I'm watching Chainsaw Man. Yeah, Chainsaw Man has been OP. I'll give an update for all the animes I'm watching, maybe. Or maybe I'll just make episodes and drop them like randomly without. Which I'll just randomly drop. I think I'm stretching this intro too long. Let's get started. Cue the intro. So, my first ever gift, which was very expensive, which my dad gave me. I know it's a kind of rude to say terms like very expensive because I appreciate every gift I eventually get, but there are some gifts I remember more than the other, and it happens to be all the expensive ones. It's not like I value the other ones less, I just remember the expensive ones more. No, actually it's more of a valuation thing. The amount of time I spend with a gift I ever get is the gift I end up valuing more. For example, there's this one table which I used to use when I was in kindergarten. I have kind of modified that table now to use it currently, but I'm still using that table. It's been 13, not even 13, it's been more than that. So I've been using that table, and that table is a blessing. I love that table, even though it's kind of broken right now and I need a new one. I'm getting sidetracked anyways. My first ever expensive gift, which I remember my dad ever gave me, was a PSP. It was in 2011. It was for my birthday, and I fell in love with that thing. Like, if I ever had to say that this, who is your first love? Unironically, I could say it's my PSP, because I was in love with that thing. And I still have it. It's not in a good condition right now, but I still have it though. So growing up, my entire childhood was pretty much coming home from school and playing video games, playing PSP. I used to play games like FIFA, Call of Duty, a little bit of NBA 2K. And these days I don't play much of games, because the only accessible console, or the only place I can play games, is pretty much just my mobile phone. And I don't enjoy mobile phone games as much. That's because I used to be spoiled by all the PlayStation games which I used to play growing up. Now, the entire reasoning for this episode, like the inspiration from today's episode, came from an app which I downloaded. It's called PSP Emulator. PPSSP. Don't link the app below, just search it yourself. It has this emulator feature of PSP where you can download ROM games and you can play it in your cell phone. And I spent the entire week playing PSP games in my cell phone, and it brought me back so many memories. I cannot even begin where, like, I don't even know where to start from with the memory thing. First of all, I am a bit conflicted with what my favorite game of all time is, but now I'm pretty sure Ace Combat 5, The Unsung War, was my favorite game growing up. I never played it in PSP, but I'm getting into that. I recently also got to borrow a PS2, and I played The Unsung War in that, and it felt so good to play that game. Like, the entire story, I know half of the storyline, like, I forgot how it ended, or maybe it's because I never ended the game myself. I still have to finish it, but the entire story of it is so beautiful. Like, we used to ship Blaze and Edge way before the whole shipping concept came out. Like, I used to ship both of them, and I wanted them to end up together. Many favorite characters like Archer, Grimm, Chopper, Nagase, Edge, Kid, Blaze. We used to have cheating groups in our school. And when we were in like 8th grade, we used to know what our seating arrangement is, because it was via roll numbers. And I used to sit behind Priyam, and I used to sit in front of Avipso. We used to have a whole group organized. Like, I was Blaze, the person in front of me sitting, he was Edge, the person sitting towards the left of me was Chopper, the person sitting behind me, he never told me anything because he was a class topper and he just had that attitude. He was Archer. We used to be like, Blaze, engage! Chopper, engage! Fox 2! And the entire concept of it came from that video game. Like, I was laughing remembering all of this. So yeah, that was pretty much my favorite game. It has such a beautiful storyline with the whole Osaka and Ocean and Yuktobanian war thing, plus the whole jets and all, the maneuvering of it, oh, it just felt beautiful. A lot of people in my family are gamers, and that's the reason why I'm into gaming as well. Like, everybody from my father's family is into gaming. Even my grandfather was. That's my biggest flex. My 3 generation of our family has been playing games. A lot of my mother's side's into gaming as well. But nobody likes Ace Combat because everybody says one thing. It hurts their heads. I have loved Ace Combat ever since I first played that game, and oh my god. Whole nostalgia came out just remembering about that game. Another game which is not a PlayStation game but I still love is Driver San Francisco. That's another story. I don't know why nobody's made another game like this, but in that game you could play second person perspective. Like, there has never been a game which is second person perspective. It's always third person or it's always first person perspective. The storyline was so beautiful. You could jump between cars and you had to do missions. Oh my god. But then again, the only Ace Combat which is available in PSP and I played in emulator is Skies of Deception. The Skies of Deception storyline is kind of vague. Like, it's not that detailed, but I guess it's a PSP game, so they didn't focus that much on it. The gameplay is good though. It's more like similar to the Ocean and Yuktobanian War, which I just mentioned. It's between Aurelia and I even forgot the second, Lucia or something. I forgot the name of the enemy in that game. But yeah, there was one day where I wasn't feeling like doing college at all, and I have the password to my college's Wi-Fi, like our floor Wi-Fi. So I gave it to a friend of mine. I was using Wi-Fi and watching YouTube and literally playing Ace Combat the entire day. The guy sitting behind me was like, "Tu management ka class mein fighter jet chala raha hai." And I'm like, "Yeah, man." I was playing Ace Combat during class because I was so bored. I was playing Ace Combat during our accounts class. I will never forget that. That's one of my memories. That's going to be one of my memories. Even if it seems like it's pretty lame. But yeah, that's definitely one of my memories of college. Then again, one of my other favorite games is FIFA. Specifically FIFA 14. There are other games as well which I also loved growing up. Like FIFA 12. My first ever game was FIFA 9. And FIFA 9 was my gateway into football. I got to know more about the sport and got inquisitive about that sport because of FIFA 9. I played it first in my brother's computer, and it's also the place where I first got to like see my favorite club right now. It's Manchester City. I used to play as Manchester City because their jerseys were beautiful. I love Manchester City jerseys regardless. Like light blue, sky blue, it's beautiful. I know we had like Robinho back in the day in that team. And I think Adebayo or some. I forgot. I guess I'm a fake fan. I also played a lot of NBA 2K. A lot of NBA 2K reminded me of so many old players which we have missed out. Like Blake Griffin. The prime of Blake Griffin was so small, and I'm so glad I got to witness Blake Griffin's prime. That man was dunking on top of cars. Like, he was dunking on top of cars back in the day. Lob City Clippers. I never became a Los Angeles Clippers fan, and I'm kind of sad I didn't because my Nets suck right now. But if there was a chance of me of becoming a fan of any team, it would have probably been the Los Angeles Clippers, because the whole Lob City Clippers thing, it got me into basketball. Watching Chris Paul throw lobs to Blake Griffin, to DeAndre Jordan, to seeing the beneath the legs pass from Jamal Crawford to that finishing, oh my god, I miss so much of childhood right now. That's one part of my entire childhood. Like, I was 10 or 11 when I watched the Lob City Clippers in their prime. So as I said, coming back home from school, you're tired, you're sitting in the PSP, you're playing games, you're completing missions. Even my cousins had PSP, so we used to play all the time. There's this factory in GTA Chinatown Wars which you can raid, and me and my cousin used to raid it together. Like, not together because we never had online play back in the day, but we used to raid the place at the same time in our own respective like PSPs. It was so fun. I used to customize my PSP like according to my own thing. I used to set it up in such a way where it changed every month and it changed according to the weather. So yeah, loved it. I just loved it. Here's a story with my PS2. So My dad had bought PS2 a little later than my PSP. So he randomly just showed up one day with a PlayStation 2 box. And he just installed it in our television and he never told me about how he got the PS2 or what. I always thought that that PlayStation 2 belonged to my uncle. That's because my maternal uncle, he's also into gaming. He bought a PS2 for himself and like at the same time. And I always thought it probably belonged to him. So after playing on it so much, I thought I had to return it one day. So one day I decide to pack it up, and I used to have Abacus back in the day. So I packed it up, the entire thing inside my bag. I fit it inside my bag and I go for a vacation at my uncle's place. And I didn't mention the fact that I had to return it to him, but I installed it, I played it in his TV, and then randomly, like, he just put out another, like, he took out another console from his cupboard. I am grammatically making so many mistakes, man, I shouldn't. Like, he took out another console from his cupboard, and that's when I realized that PlayStation belonged to me. And it was the happiest moment in my life. Nothing can beat that happiness ever in my life. I mean, there are some things when you are a kid, you experience that are so happy to you. You'll always remember them and you'll always cherish them. And that's one of the moments I cherish so much. Like, if my dad ever told me that I bought this PlayStation on the day he bought it home, I would haven't appreciated that thing as much as making the joke that that belonged to my uncle and me believing it and taking care of that thing until I realized that it belonged to me the entire time. It was beautiful. I had a lot of games on my PS2. Like, I can't even count how many. I played a lot of games. Devil May Cry, Ben 10. I mostly played sports games like Cricket 7, FIFA. I used to play WWE. I didn't like WWE that much. Tekken I used to play on PSP as well. Tekken 6 is too awesome. Prince of Persia. Resident Evil. I think I lost count. Resident Evil 4, in which Leon is there. I think that's the main character's name. That's pretty dope as well. I used to play a lot of Ace Combat, as I said. Ace Combat 5. A lot of Vice City. A lot of Liberty City. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I always thought I got bored of games pretty easily, but it's maybe more of a which game I'm connected to more factor. Like, I've been spoiled by these games growing up. I don't think I'll ever enjoy a game more than these games which I grew up with. Obviously, there's that whole nostalgia thing. But yeah, I love these games. These were what defined my childhood. So I'll always keep them to a special place in my heart. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I wanted to talk about. This was a mini rant about my gaming experience and a little bit about growing up. This could be a part of my Piece of Me series, but that was a different time. This is more of an individual episode, and I think I like it that way. So let's keep it at that. Thanks for listening. Peace.